Just off a gravel road in the woods southwest of Hurley, camp manager Mel Gaspar welcomes a group of visitors.
This here is the LCO Harvest Camp here. We're under our 1842 treaty rights to harvest and gather here.
Gaspar is a member of the LCO, or Lacouture Band of Chippewa Indians. Gaspar helped set up the camp earlier this year on property long ago occupied by Native Americans, but what is now Iron County forest land. Gaspar leads a tour of the tree-covered camp and shows off from what a distance looks to be a small brown log, but is actually a huge mushroom.
What this piece here is a fungus that grows on the side of a dead white birch. It's called chaga. Now, chaga has a lot of antioxidants in it, which is good for cancer patients.
Gaspar says people who stay at the camp are also documenting many other edible and medicinal plants that will be useful to society for years to come. The tribe say they'd like to stay on the property, a problem for GTAC Mining Company. If it moves ahead with the large iron ore mine, it wants to open just a few miles away. For now, Iron County officials have also raised the issue of the campers possibly breaking the law by violating a two-week limit on staying on county land. But Steve Fowler, one of the St. Croix tribal members who have joined the camp, says campers have the legal right to stay, thanks to treaties guaranteeing hunting, fishing, and gathering rights.
You can't say enough about them. The government's always got some finger in it somewhere, trying to put a little scratch in her. We don't need that.
But some in Iron County who are proud of the history of now closed mines in the area question the scope of the treaty rights. Leslie Colasar chairs the Iron County Committee looking at the impact of the proposed mine. She says the rights question is one for lawyers to decide, but the camper's extended stay makes some people uncomfortable.
You know, as Iron County residents, we're only allowed to camp on land for 2 weeks at a time. So it's a different standard for a different group of people. When you have different sets of rules for different groups, I think it creates some acrimony.
Chris Jacobs is a Milwaukee attorney advising Iron County. He says a state law pertaining to county forests may force the county to take a firm line.
One of the big issues that Iron County is trying to understand right now is Iron County required to take some action to stop this use because they could be decertified as a county forest?
Lacouture tribal officials say they're continuing to negotiate with the county over a longer-term permit for the camp. A decision could come next month. Meanwhile, St. Croix tribal member Wayne Sweat prepares to cut firewood used for cooking and for heat on cooler nights at the harvest camp. Sweat is also helping build a winter wigwam, as several of the campers say they don't plan to leave anytime soon. Sweat says he knows what nights in the North Woods can be like.
Well, our first night when we stayed up here, the first night we froze butt. It was cold, but you get used to it after a while.
Sweat and other campers say the thought of what the iron ore mine might do to the nearby woods and waters gives them energy. Camp organizers say they hope a Native American fundraising event on Madeline Island this weekend will provide some money to help cover costs at the harvest camp. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Hurley.